Okay, so hi everyone. Awesome that you're all here. I'm Jatka, this is Jens, and we will now present Snap, a programming language that we work on together with Bernat and a few other people that I'll mention in a second. And what we want to do with you today, or what you have to listen to, is first I'll explain shortly what Snap is and why we care about it. Then we'll show our three guiding principles. And if we have time in the end, Jens will show what's under the hood of Snap as well. Okay, so Snap is a visual blocks-based programming language, and I'll show that to you in a second. It's also like MicroBlocks Live and Parallel, and we develop it together with people at UC Berkeley in California. So we have three people, us three, working together with three people from UC Berkeley, developing this thing together. Snap is a blocks-based programming language, but it's aimed at high school and college students. But as you will see in a second, you can basically start whenever you want with it. Okay, our three guiding principles, let's start with the first one, is low floor. So this means that we really want to have engaging activities for entry-level programmers, so you don't get scared away, and that we really want to have fun activities that they can do. To show you that, I've built a super simple, what we call a micro world. So this is an extension of Snap that I customized myself. And this only has these three blocks here. And as you can see, you don't even have to read to use them. We can just try them out and see what happens. So let me increase the stage size a bit. So I can click on that. As you can see, it's live. So I'm clicking on it while it's in the palette and it's still doing things. I can click on that, nothing happens. I see, oh wow, there's an input slot here. Maybe I could type a number in here. Let's see what happens now. Ooh, okay, it's doing something. This is stamping a flower, and this one is supposed to be a sponge. It's clearing the stage again. So since we're working with flowers, let me draw a beautiful petal real quick using the costume editor. Let's do a yellow one. Oh, that's brown. Okay, and then let me draw something, jip, jip, and let me even fill it maybe. Yeah, wow, this is very beautiful, and then let's make this even more beautiful, and that let's also, that's important, move the rotation center, jip, and let's try the same thing again. Okay. This is pretty cool. So now if I want more flowers, I can build a larger script. So I can use the central area of Snap to build more complex programs. So I could go to a random position and draw another flower there, and go to a random position and draw another flower there. And so I could click on that forever. But it would also be cool to just have a forever loop that does that. So computers are really good at doing things automatically very often. So why don't I make a loop? So I already prepared this page here, and let's use for the look for the infinity sign, because what I want to build is an infinite loop. And let's just copy that. And then let's build our own control structure by just hiding it in the actual, we don't hide it. Let's just do it. So this is going to be a control block, and I'm calling it infinity. And this is going to have two inputs. One is going to be, no, it's only having one input. It's going to be the action. So let me build this block. I already have it here. So, okay, no, let's do that again. Jip. Sorry, I'll just delete that and start over again. Okay, I want to make a control structure. It's called infinity. I want to add a parameter to that, and this is the action that I'm going to run. I can even decide what I want this to look like. So as you might know from Scratch, our loops have the C-shaped, or from Snap, our loops have the C-shaped command structure. So I can click on that. And when I apply that, you see that I have this C-shaped block with this infinity sign on it. And now I need to decide what I want to do with this block. So first, I want to run the action. I don't have a run block here, so let me just open the hide blocks section. And because I hit all the actual blocks from Snap, and I'll show you how to do that in a second. And let me drag out one of the run blocks. Jip. And what I want to do is I want to run the action, and then I want to repeat the same thing, and I want to run the action again. So I think that's correct. Let's try it. So I made myself a forever loop, and let's clear the stage so we can actually see what's happened or what's happening. And let me drag this around here. And now I can run my program, and I built myself my own control structure, and it still looks very simple for kids, but all of you obviously could do that. So this is one thing that we really care about. We want really simple, entry-level, engaging activities, and this is one of my favorite startup projects. But we also want teachers to be able, educators to be able to build these microworlds very easily, and we want them to be able to customize Snap in a way that they can use it for their needs. What I also wanted to show you in this project, and let me make the stage a bit smaller again. You can have several what we call scenes in a project. So this is basically a project in another project. So I can now switch to that scene, and here I already prepared a petal, and you see that I have more blocks than I had before. I also have a separate stage, so I can switch between scenes, and we can use that idea to build something like language levels. So in the first micro world I just had that block that draws a flower. In the second micro world, I want learners to be able to build this flower block themselves. So we gave them all the tools that they need for that. So here, for example, we only have this block that stamps a leaf, so one of the petals. So what else do I need to build the flower? I want to do that several times, so I might need a loop. And this one, as you can see, has a number as an input. So I can specify the number of repeats. And of course, I need a turn in between. So what we want to do is we want to stamp. Let's do a flower with six petals. And then I need a turn in between. And also, I built this block myself. And I want to turn 60 degrees each time. So let's clear before we draw a flower. Jip. And then let's do one. So this is how the flower block was actually built in the first thing. So we can help learners to gradually get new ideas. And then, which I find pretty cool, it's also super simple in Snap to prepare your own libraries. So I made one. If you have a kid in class that is just faster than the other kids, you can export a library and just let them add more blocks. So here I added a few more blocks. For example, these ones let me change the appearance of the petal that I have. So this one, for example, changes the size of it. Let's set this to 100, and then you see the petal becomes super huge. I can set that to 10. Let's clear again. Then it becomes super small, so maybe we want to pick something in between, and we could even do that randomly. So, for example, I could add this here, and I want the size to be between 20 and 40. And then I get differently sized petals each time I do that. So if I do it like this, you see that this changes. And I really like that about Snap, that you can easily expand projects with fun ideas so they look differently and are more engaging, but you only need like one or two more ideas. This one, for example, switches to the next costume. So if I wanted to add another petal, let's draw one. Let's do the one that I did before, but in blue this time. Jip, jip. Let's fill it with something. Jip. Okay, and then again, let's move the rotation center to one of the tips. And we can now use that, and each time we draw something, we draw a different flower. So the next one in line, and then again we can combine that with what we had before and just create a beautiful flower field with the blocks that we made. How do you do that if you want to create a micro world? Let me go to the third one I prepared. So this is not actually a micro world. This is regular Snap with all the blocks that you have. So as in other blocks-based programming languages, we have different categories here. We have the palette on the left where you find all the blocks for a specific category. As I mentioned before, it's a live programming language, so you can just click them and something happens immediately. And what I also added here, or what I thought I added here but didn't, oh, that's unfortunate, is the project. So again, we want to have all the blocks that we used last time. So what we had was the next costume block. We had the